The Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless is still working to complete its 2015 point-in-time homeless survey. The annual event is aimed at determining how many homeless people live in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. It's also about determining and addressing those individuals' most pressing needs. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports.
For the past 3 years, the Pitt Homeless Survey in the Pensacola area has been followed up with a UCount Homeless Services Day at Salvation Army.
It is the best that we've had thus far. The coordination, the collaboration, to me, has been unprecedented.
John Johnson is executive director of the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless, or ECOH, which coordinates the annual event. Johnson says this year, nearly three dozen service providers were invited and all showed up, setting up a one-stop shop for those in need.
The big thing that we want to do is give them an opportunity to look at the myriad of services that are out there. And every single provider here targets the homeless. It's part of their natural clientele that they serve. And so it's a mutual benefit for both the client and the provider.
On the healthcare front, the Florida Department of Health in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties participated, as did Escambia Community Clinic, and students from the Crestview campus of the Florida A&M College of Pharmacy were also on hand to help.
So I'm going to get your height to go up, all right? You know,
how tall
you are?
Yeah, 5'7".
You're 5'7"? Oh, okay. So then you put
Lori Morgan stopped in for a health screening, which included a check of her blood pressure and glucose levels.
Well, it's very helpful. It's been a while since I've had to have these services, but I still use them every once in a while. But as far as I know, they were very helpful, and I recommend it to anybody that needs help, if they are homeless themselves or even if they have a place, that they always know that there's still somewhere they can come to if they are short of extra and need other items.
I stayed at the Savage Number for a while, and now I'm at the Waterfront Mission.
That's 52-year-old Martin Dobbins, who found himself homeless upon returning to the Pensacola area after a brief stay in Georgia.
Well, let me be the first to say it's not a good feeling, you know. I don't think nobody wants to be in that predicament, but unfortunately that do happen, you know. And I just feel as though that if you got self-preservation about yourself, you know, you're not going to stay in that predicament. I mean, it can happen to anybody. And I just thank God that, you know, I got resources.
In fact, things are looking up for Dobbins, who says he was rehired by Baptist Hospital and was slated to start the job this week. But still with needs to be met, he stopped to talk to representatives of 90 Works, including the organization's Matthew Peterson.
We have a countdown to self-sufficiency, and what that means is that we're assisting veterans and regular community people going from a position of in crisis to safe, stable, and thriving. And so the plan is that in 90 days, we're going to try and help them with housing, we're going to help them with employment, transportation, health, safety, and support.
Peterson says 90 Works currently has a grant with the VA to assist veterans across the region with housing. They also are providing navigators to assist with the Affordable Health Care Act. For those needing a job, Career Source Escarosa was there. Also, bags of toiletries were distributed, hot meals were served, and again this year, students from the Pensacola State College Barber Program provided free haircuts. Additionally, the UCount Homeless Services Day provides one last opportunity for unsheltered homeless to complete the point-in-time survey, which Coalition Director John Johnson says includes a long list of very important questions.
What caused you to become homeless? How long have you been homeless? How long have you lived in a county? What are your immediate needs? What are your immediate housing needs? Do you have any sort of disability, whether it's mental illness or chronic health problems or HIV/AIDS or anything like that? So we want to understand all of that.
The next phase is to enter the surveys into their computer system. Johnson says the database allows them to dissect the information gathered in order to better understand the people they're trying to serve.
So if I want to understand how many people in our community that live in Escambia County that were veterans, that were between the ages of 25 and 30, that were homeless. I can run that.
Johnson says it will take a while to enter the data, and volunteers are still needed for the process. More information is available online at escarosa.wordpress.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.